This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. It's Chris Witz with Morning Devotions. Yesterday, if you were with me, I asked the question, are you still blaming others? Talk about blaming. It's really something that you do. I guess we've all done it. I've done it, but it's a waste of time. You could succeed, I guess, in making someone else feel guilty by blaming them, but what difference, what change does it have? Sometimes we've just got to own up. And I started to talk yesterday about a remarkable thing that happened in John's Gospel, chapter 5. It brings this issue, I think, to the surface. Jesus had come to Jerusalem with his disciples during one of the yearly feasts. There were thousands of pilgrims there that they'd all gathered, and they came by a pool which was near the sheep gate. Had five porches, and it was called Bethesda. And there were crowds of people, John says, lying around the porches. And these were pitiful people. They were disabled. There were some who were blind, paralyzed, lame, or plagued with diseases. And they were waiting for the angel to come and stir the water in the pool. And the story goes that whoever reached the water first and got into it after it was agitated would be healed of their disease. And in that crowd, it was actually, one writer says it was the Jewish lords of that day, and the first person would be healed. So here you have hundreds of sick and infirmed people waiting for that thing to happen. On that day, Jesus met a man who'd been an invalid for 38 years. Can you believe? And he'd been waiting there for probably 38 years. Are you here in this place? Jesus said, hoping to be healed. And this disabled man said, well, like all these people, I'm here waiting for the waters to stir. I can't walk. And if I'm to be healed in the waters here, someone, of course, has got to carry me into the pool. He said, without someone helping me, what happens is someone else beats me to the water's edge. And so it seems a bizarre question. Jesus said to that man, we put it in simple terms, do you want to be well? What a bizarre thing to say. Why else would he be there? Of course he wanted to be well. Was Jesus insulting this poor man, this disabled man's intelligence? No, not at all. He was asking a very serious question. And we think about it, just take a few minutes to think. He was asking because it was probably, or possibly, entirely possible that the man did not want to get well. So the man says, do I want to be healed? That's a crazy question. Why do you think I'm here? You don't really understand, Jesus. Every time that water is stirred, someone else beats me to the water. No one will help me. That's push me out of the way. Have you ever heard, Jesus, of something sadder? And I think Jesus is probing at the level of his will. I mean, Jesus did say, as a compassionate Jesus that he is, he said, stand up, carry your mat, and walk. But I think he's also saying a lot more that's not written in John's Gospel there. I think Jesus was saying, stop blaming others for your problems. Yes, I've got the power to make you well, but I will not exercise my power until you decide you want to be well. If I can make you well, you can't sit here and just gossip all day. You can't be a beggar. If I make you well, you can't use your illness to get special treatment at home. If I make you well, you won't get all that sympathy anymore. There's a price to be paid. Listen, do you know that? There's a price to be paid for being well. Are you prepared to pay it? So Jesus is saying to this man, do you really want to be changed? And if the answer is yes, then miracles, as that day there was a miracle, and a wonderful miracle at that, miracles can take place. But if you say no, then Jesus really, in a sense, can't help you. A man who attended church approached his minister one Sunday. You're right, he said, it's hard to change. It's scary because you get comfortable with the way you are, even if you know that that way that you live is not good, because change is scary. I don't want to change. He said it takes a lot of faith to truly want Jesus to change you. Sometimes it's easier to stay the way you are. So it's a great story. Stop blaming others. Stop playing that blame game and allow God to give you the insight and personal strength to be yourself and to accept responsibility for your own life. Lord, there's such a great lesson for all of us. Help me to be accountable for my own actions. Amen.